Two readings this morning. The first reading is from the 12th chapter of Hebrews, verses 1 to 3, and can be found on page 1210 in the Church Bibles. So Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer, the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 to 18, and can be found on page 1153. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not say for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you, Matt. It's really powerful, isn't it, when we're moved by the word of God, that's he speaks to us just as it's being read. And thank you, Matt, for reading that. I'm going to shift around. Does anyone stay up and watch Eurovision last night? Anyone? There's a few of us all the way to the end. I quite like the new voting system. If you don't know what it is, you have no idea, but I quite like that. It was quite fun. Anyway, I'm going to shift this in a minute. Brilliant. And I'm pretty sure last year when we were at this point, we had someone who had ran the 10K and then came to church. Is there anyone who's ran this morning? No? Brilliant. We can all just sit back and just think of everyone else who's doing the running right now, which is great. But interestingly, the passage today, running the race, fitting with what is going on. And God started to speak to me about this and then suddenly realized it was the 10K. So it was a kind of bit of an accident, but, you know, God's in all of these accidents. I'm going to pray for us as we think about God's word this morning. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is life. Father, thank you that we stand today at the other side of the cross in all that Jesus has done for us. And so, Father, we pray that you would come and speak to each one of us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Great. So we're in a series on identity, and we've been looking at our identity, who God has called us to be. And Chris reminded us last week that that God is looking at the heart, looking on the inside, who he's called us to be, who we are And then that again expressed in the external. And God has been doing some amazing things. He's been speaking to different people. He's been responding to the word as people have come to the front and meeting people. And I'm going to ask Esther. She shared just before the gathering of something that God has been doing in her. And I just want Esther just to share briefly about what God has been doing, because it helps us to see how God has been at work in us through this series. So, Esther.
Hello, everyone. 10 years ago, I was having some counselling back in Suffolk after the birth of my third child. And a few weeks in, after we'd been chatting, the lady said to me, "And what about boarding school?" And my response at the time was, "That's fine. That all that stuff that happened there is in a box. I've got the lid on. I'm feeling okay. I know there's some things in there, but, you know, it's fine." Well, here we are 10 years later, and it's not fine. I've met with a lovely person from the congregation who has helped me on this part of my journey, and we're still working through it. But it's that sense that God knew then that there was something going on, and it's taken me a while to listen to God and say, okay, yeah, there is something going on. I do need to work with you and with other people to help me sort this. There you go.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Esther, for sharing that. And when we share testimony, it's really powerful because it goes out and it speaks to us. So I'm just going to ask a couple of people around Esther if they can just pray for Esther, pray protection over her and what God is doing in her. But that might speak to some of us this morning, that there's things that we've carried, that there's things that we hear in identity, that we kind of think, yeah, we've been there, we've done that, I've heard those things before. But we've just been carrying something that now is the time where God wants to just put his finger on it. He wants to bring freedom into that. So I'm going to get the PowerPoint up for me. That would be amazing. Brilliant. There we go. So there's our passage for today. This is the main passage, and we'll just have a brief look into, or a brief thought on, and leave you with your small groups to think a bit more about the Corinthians passage as well. But I want to talk today, in light of Bristol 10K, about running the race. Running the race marked out for us. So that's the title for today. And we're going to just have to think a little bit about that and how that works out in our lives, in the sense of identity. And we've spent some time thinking about identity in light of the Father. The Father speaking identity to us. He speaks to us and calls us children. He calls us into family. And the way the identity works is he speaks that to us. It is who we are in light of the cross. And we begin to walk and live into that. So some might say, well, I don't feel like a child, or I don't feel like I'm part of a family. That gets worked out as we go along. But the truth is that is who we are. That is our identity. But I just want to expand that slightly, because I felt like there was, for some people, that is really key and really important. But there may be just an expansion of our identity that we just want to think about today as well, as we think about running the race. And interestingly, two of the songs that were chosen highlight the sense of in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And so the Father speaks to us as calls us children, and calls us into family. But the Son speaks to our identity and calls us followers, disciples, people who learn. That is part of our identity. That is who we are. We're people who learn from him, learn how to be a disciple. And the Spirit speaks empowerment. He speaks people who are sent by him to make an influence, to make a difference in our world. And so as we think about identity, as we think about running the race, let's think about it in light of these three areas: what the Father is speaking, what the Son is speaking, and what the Holy Spirit is seeking. So we sit in that middle. We sit in that middle place of God speaking these three things over us. And so out of that truth that God speaks, we run our race. And I don't know what you think about when you think about running a race, but this is an example. Usain Bolt there, speeding away. Running a race. But it might be the marathon that you think about running a race. Or it might be cycling, a race involving a cycle. Or rowing. You see, our passage from 1 Corinthians reminds us that we're all different. That we all have a different part to play. And so the race that God has given us can be different, can look different. And so in the passage in Hebrews, it talks about running our race, taking off everything that hinders, everything that stops us running that race. And I've just got a quick video to show us. Anyone seen Cool Runnings? One of my favorite films. It's one of those films that still makes me cry every time I watch it. We've just got a quick clip. If you know the film, you may know where this is going. This is from the beginning bit where one of the main characters is running the 100 meters. Let's have a look at the video.
Runners, take your marks. Get set!
Fantastic. If we jump back to the PowerPoint, please, that'd be amazing. Thank you. And so we're running the race. And it says in that passage in Hebrews, let's lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares, the things that trip us up. We try and run our race. And there's one particular area this morning that I felt like God just wanted me to press into, to think about a little bit in terms of the things that trip us up. I'm not a runner, I much prefer being out on a bike and going for cycles. But if you watch lots of different races and cycle races as well, one of the things you often see, there's loads of them on YouTube, but you kind of laugh, but you probably shouldn't laugh, some of them get hurt. But you see them where they're running and it's close, and then they start looking around, seeing what's going on behind them, seeing where the next person is, and they end up tripping over and falling over. Or they're on their bikes. There's quite a lot that happens on the bikes. They're trying to find out where the next person is, and then they just kind of wobble and end up falling off and don't quite finish the race. And it was that sense of looking to the left and looking to the right that I wanted to think about this morning in terms of the things that trip us up in our identity. The other way of start talking about the way that we look to the left and the right could be comparison. Comparison. We compare ourselves to others. We think about the way that we see others doing things and we think, well, I'm not as good at that. The things that easily trip us up. Comparison limits our ability to run the race well. And I was thinking about this in terms of, for me, and actually it's been really interesting, you know, when God does something with you, it happens so often, when you're thinking about the talk and then he's doing the same thing in you at the same time. And this week has been a really tough week as I've thought about trying to speak this morning and the whole idea of comparison. How it speaks into the way that I am, the way that I act, the way that I respond. I look at other speakers in here in this church and in other places and think, oh, I can't quite do it as well as that. I think about the way I pray and think, oh, I'm not quite as good at praying like that. I can't quite hear God as well as that person can hear God. And so then I kind of get crushed. I think about the way that I parent and I think, oh, my kids are not quite like their kids. Look at that, they're all sitting around the table and eating their food amazingly, and my kids are just all over the place. They're not quite as good as their kids. And so our parents, and Chris highlighted that a little bit last week as well. The comparison, they're not quite reaching the mark. And what I wanted to remind us of as we think about the passage in Corinthians as well, is that we are all different. The passage says to run our race. The race that God has marked out for you. It's unique. It's individual. It may be that your race, your life, feels more like the sprint. But someone else's is more like a marathon. You prepare differently. You train differently. You eat different foods. There's a YouTube clip I was going to show, but I didn't think I'd have time to do it, of the comparison between a marathon runner and a sprinter and the process that they go through and how they prepare for races and the food that they're eating at the different points. And you suddenly realize how different it is. And so comparison doesn't really work because we can't compare our race with someone else's race. We can't compare where we're at with anyone else's because our race is a different race. And so I think today God just wants to deal with some of those areas where we've limited ourselves, where we've held ourselves back because we've kind of looked and gone, I'm not quite as good at. That's not really for me because I couldn't do it as well as them, or I couldn't do it in the same way. And God just wants to speak to you today that his race is for you. It's perfectly made and shaped for you. And so how do we respond? How do we live into that? How do we run our race? Well, it goes on in Hebrews to say, let us fix our eyes upon Jesus. He is the one that speaks our identity. He is the one that defines who we are. So let him speak to us. Find that still, small place, voice that speaks and says, this is who you are. You know, comparison is that little voice in our head. You know, the one that's speaking to you right now saying, I haven't got that little voice in my head that says those things. It's that voice there that says to us when things happen. You know, if I go to a friend's house and I think, oh, your house is so much bigger than my house. Your house is so much nicer than my house. Your cars are so much nicer. And we compare. It's that voice that continues to speak to us. And it's the voice of Jesus that we need to hear, that speaks our identity, speaks to who we are. So let's keep our eyes fixed on him. In the race, we need to look to where we're heading. As soon as we start looking around, we can get into trouble and we can start to trip. So let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And that passage started with a reminder as well that we have a great cloud of witnesses. And the passage before that talks about the witnesses of the past, the stories of the Old Testament that went before the early church, and was reminding them of their journeys and the way that they have walked. And we need to remember too that we have people around us who have gone before. We can read their stories, we can remember their stories that encourage us. But we are a great cloud of witnesses for each other. And so who are the people around you that cheer you on? Who are the people around you who you are cheering on to run their race? It's a place of vulnerability. It's a place of saying, go for it. It's not that place that kind of goes, they tell a story, someone comes up and shares a testimony at the front, and you kind of, you know that thing where you kind of go, oh, I wish that was me. Or, oh, that's all right for them. But actually, the crowd of witnesses says, go for it! And then they'll do the same for you. So who are those people? And that, for us, is part of what Small Community is all about, being a group of people who individually run a race, but are cheering each other on to achieve all that God has for us. So we just want to, I'm coming into land, and I just want to give us some space to respond. Even as we respond, there's going to be that moment where we kind of think, what's everyone else thinking? What's everyone else doing? What about the person next to me? Are they thinking the same thing as I'm thinking? Let's fix our eyes on Jesus. What is he saying to you this morning? Is there a particular area of your identity that he wants to speak into today? Does he want to remind you afresh that you are his child? That he loves you, he delights in you, he created you and formed you, and he knows the race that he has for you? Is there something about being a follower? Is there something about being empowered and sent that he just wants to do with you today? And like last week, as Chris led us, we're just going to give some space to come and respond. You can respond wherever. There's no more of God down here than there is where you're sat now. But sometimes just physically moving just helps us to engage with what God is saying and what he's doing. Getting people to pray. So when you come to the front, the team that will be around to pray for you, we're just asking them to bless what God is doing and listening. And if there's a word or a picture or a verse that they think comes to mind, they might share that with you. But that's just to help you and to encourage you as you meet with God and say to him, do what it is that you want to do so that I can run the race. So let's just take a moment. You and God. What is he saying to you this morning? Particularly about comparison, but there may be other things as well that he just wants to speak to you afresh. So Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit. Just as you continue to allow God to speak to you, I was reminded at a talk a few years ago about comparison, and there's that the old story of mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? That comparison, am I better than someone else? But this talk said today it's not mirrors. Today we say Facebook, Facebook. Who's the fairest of them all? Social media hits us so hard in comparison. A false world that people portray on there that says this is how great my life is, and we look and we think, oh, that's not my life. Their life is probably just like your life. All the struggles, all the difficulties, all the questions, all the doubts. They're all the stuff that God wants to deal with, to talk with, to work through, that we might run the race. So I'm going to get us all to stand. Chris and the band are going to lead us in some worship. And if God's speaking to you, you know if God's speaking to you because your heart will be going a little bit faster and you'll be kind of like, oh. I'd encourage you just to come. Just to come to the front. Find some space at the front. Step into the side. Just move out of where you are, saying, I want to move out of this place and I want to step into the work that you're doing with me, Father. So I'm just going to encourage you to move, to come to the front. The team will be around to pray for us, pray with us, bless what God is doing. about what anyone else is doing next to you or around you. This is you and him time.